Some parents gave birth to a boy.
Exclusive to welcomemusic.com.
They were wondering, like every other parent, what this child could be or what he should be. If you ask some parents now, what do you want your child to be? Many of you have some ideas of what you want your children to be when they grow up. Abby? Uh-huh. So they were wondering what this child could be. So they went to a wise man and asked the wise man, how do we know what our son will be when he grows? And the wise man told them, it's very simple. When you go home, place three objects before him. Place money, place fruit or any agricultural product, and then place Bible. Put them in front of the child. If the child picks money, you know that he'll be a businessman. If he picks the apple or orange, you know he will be a farmer. If he picks the Bible, you know he will be a priest. So they went home and did what they were told, and they placed the three objects. And the boy crawled to the objects. He picked the money first on one hand, went and picked the apple, and then he went and sat on the Bible. And the father put his hand on his head and said, "Oh, and one more, my child will be a politician." A politician is one who holds everything and sits on the truth, covers the truth. But is that what a politician is supposed to be? The problem is not in the term politician itself. It's what the politician does. In fact, to be a politician is not even an identity, so to say, because anybody can be a politician. Even a farmer can be a politician. A medical doctor can be a politician. Well, medical doctors who are politicians, isn't it? A lawyer can be a politician. But today, politics has become the metaphor for people who twist the truth, who bury the truth, who sit on the truth while holding every other thing. And in that sense, anybody who sits on the truth, anybody who hides the truth is what? If you take that boy's example, if we use it connotatively, anybody who sits on the truth is what? A politician. Anybody who hides the truth is a politician. That means even a priest can be a politician too. Pastors can be politicians. If you hide the truth, if you sit on the truth, then you are no longer playing your role as light. What does light do? Light does what? It reveals. Shining is light reveals. One of the functions of light says, I will make you a light to the nation so that my salvation may be done. The other translation, so that they will see my salvation. Don't ever think that the reason you can see is because you have eyes. The biggest factor in sight is light. That is why at night, without light, can you see? Do you not have eyes? That's when you understand that it is not your eyes that is the most important thing in seeing. It's very important, but it's not the most important thing. It's light. Where there is no light, you cannot see. So the darkness does what? Hides. But light does what? Reveals. And that is what John the Baptist is doing today. And that is what God is asking you and I to do, that he has made you light. Light reveals. Light cannot hide. Light cannot conceal. So he said, behold the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God. So the problem is not being a politician or a farmer. It is, whose politician are you? The Lamb of God. John the Baptist made it very specific. This is the Lamb of God, because there are many lambs. There are other lambs. It's not the Lamb of Buhari. It's not the Lamb of Jonathan. It's not the Lamb of Ihedioha. It's not the Lamb of Hope. It's not the Lamb of any other person, but the Lamb of who? And that means that he is here to carry out the will of who? The will of God. And not the will of any other person. Not the will of man. And that is what confesses on him his identity. Behold the Lamb of God. Who does what? Who takes away the sins of the world. So his identity and his mission are conjoined. They are inseparable. So to be a child of God, your identity and your mission must be in concordance. They must agree.
Sign up with the largest community of Catholics online. Meet new friends, chat, post pictures and videos, make and receive audios and video calls, interact with lots of priests and religions. Download the app from Google Play Store.